Proclamation number 8918 of 26th of January, 1965. Walk from the deep to the light being. The whole of creation is, as it were, a reservoir for the fallen spiritual, which is in constant change, which takes on one form after the other and leaves it again and thus undergoes a slow upward development according to divine law. For nothing is created without meaning and purpose. Everything that exists serves that which is bound in it to progress. There is no form which is useless or without purpose because love and wisdom of God were involved in the creation of all forms and these can also truly be recognized. But man only knows about a fraction of the whole creation, and he can also hardly find the connections in his limited thinking. That is why man is taught that love and wisdom of God were determining with the creation of all things and that consequently also the purpose and the aim will once be reached, to lead all fallen spiritual again to the height, which it once had left in free will. That now man lacks the knowledge about it is a sign for it that it is still shrouded in darkness, under which the fallen spiritual languishes and which it also can only break through in the stage as man when it is willing to it itself. As long as the spiritual walks through creation, so long it also moves in darkness, i.e., it is without I-consciousness. It certainly vegetates along. It is life in the still so seemingly dead form, but it does not recognize itself, because it has no I-consciousness. Until, in the stage of a human being, it has again become an I-conscious being which can now think about everything that is in and around it. Then the further development takes on a different form because the human being is now no longer under the law of compulsion but has free will. And this stage is quite significant for the being, which is now to cover the walk upwards out of its own drive. And this walk on earth as man is the decisive thing where he has to bring proof that he demands in free will to God. Then he can finally leave creation and re-enter the kingdom of free spirits, which he once had left. And then he will be exceedingly happy to have passed this test of will with the success of the union with God. Then he will look back full of gratitude on the time on earth lying behind him with all agonies and sufferings, which the stay in every form meant for him. And then he himself will want to help the spiritual, which still languishes in form. Then he will be redeemingly active, because everything what is still bound in form needs this help, because it is powerless and therefore has to be driven to activity, which is determined for it according to the law of compulsion. And the already matured spiritual imparts this power to it, because it has now become power receiver through the union with God and uses this power for redeeming activity. This is also how life is to be explained, which all the creations prove, in which a life can be ascertained. God himself is indeed the origin of all life, the stream of life flows constantly from him into infinity, but always via the countless receivers of light, who now pass on the light and are immeasurably happy in this activity. And so God receives the entire creation, but light and power stations will always receive and pass on the power going out from him, because all power drives to activity and God's love and wisdom also wants to make countless beings happy, which constantly receive the power and the light from him. And as soon as a light can be given to a man about it, he is already in the lost stage of his development. It is the light of love radiation, which he once rejected, but now opens himself, to which he now however opens himself again and increases in his knowledge, until he again can grasp all connections and devotes himself full of eagerness to also impart his knowledge to fellow men. The light comes to man again, and who grants access to this light, he will no longer sink into darkness in eternity. He will become a light himself, which can unite with the light from eternity and now can radiate light again himself to where there is still darkness of spirit. Amen.